This is Bird Note.
A history-making East Coast storm, Hurricane Sandy, the lowest recorded barometric pressure of any storm in the Atlantic.
How do birds fare when barometric readings plummet and winds blow 50 to 80 miles per hour? We asked Patrick Cummins, Director of Bird Conservation for Audubon, Connecticut.
Well, if they're in the air, most of the birds are in trouble. It's mostly the seabirds because they're pretty hardy birds and will fly around in heavy winds. They'll try to avoid a hurricane if they can by going around them, but sometimes that means that they end up getting sucked into the vortex and blown off course.
Way off course, like the herald petrel, a seabird found in central Pennsylvania. What about land birds?
Most land birds are pretty attuned in to weather changes. Whenever there's a storm approaching, you can look at your feeders and you'll notice a lot of frenzied activity. 2 days before the storm, we had about 200 pine siskins here. They are famously nomadic. They'll move all over the continent in search of food. All of a sudden, that flock just disappeared before the storm. I suspect birds can detect barometric pressure changes and realize that something was coming. They fattened up, were frantic at the feeders, and left before it came.
And what about after the storm?
I noticed on my damage assessment surveys there were still quite a few flocks of migrant shorebirds at Long Beach West in Stratford, including Dunlin and Sanderlings and black-bellied plovers. And they just seemed more stressed than normal. They were frenzied in their foraging behavior at the tide line, just focused on feeding. You could kind of get the sense that they went through a rough time.
To learn more, begin at birdnote.org.